Hello everyone, welcome to our new podcast called Welcome Summer. The heat is here, the beginning of the season we all waited for is here, summer. And to welcome it properly, I and my dear guest will offer 5 poems to read during this summer. So let's get started with our new guests, who are all from Baudelaire's High School. Our first guest is Mrs. Alana.
Hello, thank you for this introduction. So I'm going to read to you a poem written by Liam Rector in 2006 about summer, specifically summer in the city, how people live at this period. Soon the summer, now the pleasant purgatory of spring is over. Soon the shocking humidity in the city. On the fire escapes, in the sleeveless t-shirt smoking a cigar, it tuned with the tremor of the mindless yellow commercial traffic, moving in the city where no one really buys a car. American or otherwise, where we will, as Rilke said, we would, where we will, wake, read, write, long letters, and in the avenues, wander restlessly, to and fro, on the foot, in the humidity, where soon I shall dress, take the dog out for a piece, and mail this.
Thank you for this beautiful poem. Then we will go on with our next guest, Mrs. Ilona.
Thank you. I'm gonna read a poem called Fireflies by Merlin Callett. In the dry summer field at nightfall, fireflies rise like sparks. Imagine the presence of ghosts flickering, the ghosts of young friends, your father nearest in the distance. This time they carry no sorrow, no remorse. Their presence is so light. Childhood comes to you, memories of your street in lamplight, holding those last moments before bed, capturing lightning bugs, with the blossom of the end letting them go. Lightness returns, an airy motion over the ground you remember from Ring Around the Rosie. If you stay, the fireflies become fireflies again, not part of your stories, as unaware of you as sleep, being beautiful and quiet all around you.
Thank you, Ilona. That was also an amazing poem. Next, let's continue with Mrs. Eileen.
So I'm going to read the poem Summer Days. The golden sun shines high above, filling the world with light and love. Green trees dance in the gentle breeze, while birds sing softly among the trees. The ocean sparkles, clear and blue, reflecting sky of every hue. Children laugh and run all day, enjoying summer's cheerful play. As evening falls, the air grows mild, the stars appear, both bright and wild. Summer brings joys in every way, as a season loved by all each day.
Thanks, Eileen. And then our final guest, Mrs. Selma.
I'm going to read to you A Summer Wish by John Clare. Sweet summer come, and with the train of sunny smiles and flowers again, come make the earth all bright and fair, with sunshine warm and pleasant hair. Bring songs of birds in every tree and buzzing bees for flowers and lea. Let gentle winds around us play and fill with joy each summer day.
Great. Thank you all for these incredible poems. And now to have a great ending, what a better idea to finish on a summer love poem that I will personally write to you. So it is called From Blossoms and it was written by Ling Yung Li in 1986. From Blossoms. From blossoms comes this brown paper bag of peaches we bought from the boy at the bend of in the road where we turn towards science-painted peaches. From ardent boughs, from hands, from sweet fellowships in the beans comes nectar at the roadside succulent peaches we devour, dusty skin and all, comes the familiar dust of summer, dust we eat. Oh, to carry what we love inside, to carry within us and our cat, to eat not only the skin but the shade, not only the sugar but the days, to hold the fruit in our hands, adore it, then bite it, and then bite into the round jubilance of peach. There are days we live as if death were nowhere in the background, from joy to joy, from wing to wing, from blossom, to impossible blossom, to sweet impossible blossom. And that's it. I hope you enjoy the poem we read to you, and that you will read them to have a perfect summer.